We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jamie and Wicked are supposed to know what's going on in the world.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Let's see if they really do.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
It's What's Trending with Jamie and Wicked.
Apparently they give a lot fewer D pluses than D minuses.
On 98.1 KMBZ.
12:08 on a Thursday. Dan Weinbaum in for the vacationing Mike Wicket. Some of you are concerned that he's never coming back. He's just on vacation. He'll be back Monday.
All right.
Don't worry.
I know we're going to talk about some other things here in a moment, but I still cannot believe you took issue with the photo.
I mean, I was going to let this go, but if you want to come back to this, we'll come back to this in a bit.
I don't know if I can let that go. I don't know.
We'll come back. We'll get through what's trending.
It's a good photo.
It's a great photo. Your feet get in the way of it is the problem I have with it. It would be a better photo if I could see more of what you were taking the picture of.
There were plenty other photos like that, but the one that
this
I
is
shared
the one you're showing me.
To put myself in the position, mm-hmm. showing people where I am with my hammock on the edge of the canyon, of this cliff, rather.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And most people said, oh, wow, that's awesome.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
I'm sure they did. That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm happy for them.
Yeah.
We'll come back to this.
All
That's
right.
fine. Hold on to that picture so
You'd
people know what we're talking
selfies
about.
Selfies of people getting in the way.
No, I would rather not generally see selfies of people ever, but because I don't like that, and I don't do them because my arms aren't long enough, and so I can't get other stuff in the picture. Truly, that's a big part of it. I would rather
I
just
can
see
understand
the thing.
That. Yeah.
I believe you were there. Mm-hmm. If you just show me the thing, I believe that you're there. You don't
I'm gonna have to
be
pull
in
up
it.
All my photos. Now.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
All right. We're gonna go through photos on radio. Awesome.
They're going to love that. All right. It is National French Fry Day.
What?
Somebody should have warned us.
That's crazy.
Text into 22980. This feels like a, you know, might need French fry kind of day. Who's got the best French fries in town?
Ooh, that's a good question.
For me, Arthur Bryant's.
Oh, you like the Arthur
yes,
Bryant's?
Yes, I do.
Huh?
Yeah? Big fan of the Arthur Bryant's French fries. That's like in my... You know, put your meal together, your barbecue uh-huh. meal together based on wherever in town you
Joe's
want.
Joe's Kansas City, people say they have really good fries too.
They do, but mm-hmm. I would get barbecue from Joe's Kansas City, then go to Arthur Bryant's to get my fries.
Okay.
So 22980, where am I going for fries after the show today?
Now here's the thing. Who comes up with this? Who says it's National French Fry Day?
The National Association of Let's Name Everything a Day.
I guess so. And of course the little icon that they give.
Yes.
The emoji there. Mm-hmm. It's a red French fry holder with golden fries. So
looks
I
like
wonder
McDonald's.
Who might be behind this.
It's possible, but I'm going to embrace it anyway. I'm not going to question it. I'm into it.
Now, that place has some good fries if they cook them properly.
They have to be. I don't like soggy French fries.
If they rush
that's
them.
That's the worst.
Right. If they rush it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's got to be done right.
Travis, fill me in on a couple of things here. Why is Sammy Sosa trending? I know who he is, but why is he trending?
Sammy Sosa, if you know, he has the skin disease vitiligo.
Yes, we talked about that the other day.
And now he went full body, kind of like how Michael Jackson did.
Okay.
By making his full body white. And now he went even paler than what he was before. And he was just on MLB today. And so people are kind of...
This is the condition that's making him do that.
Yes.
But he had another surgery to make him paler than what he already was.
Like, okay.
He took surgery to make himself one tone.
Yes.
Okay, instead of being two-tone.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, so he had the Michael right. Jackson treatment, but made himself even whiter than what he already was.
Did he
was.
Do the Michael Jackson nose?
No.
Okay, all right, so I think we'll be all right then.
Quintana traded to the Cubs?
Yes, he's a pitcher from the White Sox, okay. One of their better pitchers, and now he's playing for the Cubs.
Okay.
And the White Sox are pretty upset
what
about
What is LP17?
I would have to click on it. Usually stuff like that's some kind of conference. Laura Palooza conference in Springfield, Missouri is trending
Laura Palooza.
Yes.
What is Laura Palooza?
That's as far as I got with that.
Little House's Mighty Legacy, Laura Palooza, 2017, down in Springfield, Missouri.
Senate is trending.
What is that?
We have not talked about this today, and we're not going to. But just to tell you, Senate Republicans have come out with a new draft of the health care bill. It is out. If you want to read it, there are a couple of changes from what I've seen. Most notably, from what I could tell so far, is that they're putting more money and more resources into opioid addiction. They're putting more into opioids, so that's cool.
All right.
They need, if you know the math, Mitch McConnell needs he's got a couple of Republicans that are wavering that he needs to vote in favor of it. So we'll just see how far they get with getting that passed. That it concludes your politics segment for the day. And the Emmy nominations.
Well, we're not
going
to talk about Donnie Jr.?
Who?
No?
No, we skipped it yesterday.
No? How about Kushner?
No.
No, and the whole digital thing.
No.
You know, and how the Russians might know where to target places. No, you don't want to talk about all that?
As there are developments in the story, we will talk about them, but there are no developments today.
Oh, there's developments like every 30 minutes.
But not between 10 and 2 today. So if they happen, we'll get to those.
All right. Who's Hugh Freeze? Oh, he's the coach.
Head coach for Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. There we go. Why is he
right
trending?
Right now, because so it's SEC media week, basically. So every coach gets to talk about their team and what they're expecting and out of the season.
All right.
And also Ole Miss is under investigation because of the times with Houston Nutt.
Oh, okay. Yes. Speaking of the SEC, how's Mizzou going to do this year?
Hopefully they win a game or two.
That would be nice for them, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're having so many troubles there in Columbia, Missouri.
They are.
Yeah, it'd be nice for them to have.
Their basketball team should be good just off of the recruits, but we'll see about the football team.
Okay. All right.
And real quick, Emmys are trending because the Emmy nominations were out. And the important thing about that is that Saturday Night Live has just scored the most nominations they've ever had in a single season.
Very good. What 22. Is this 1MCKC that's trending? 1MCKC, 1 Million Cups KC.
Oh, yeah. That's
it's about water
every Wednesday. No, it's you'd have to read through it, but it's not a big breaking story at the moment. So
okay, but it's trending. It's like number one in Kansas City. So hey, there you go.
Text in. Who's got the best French fries in town? We'll go through some of those next. It is National French Friday, so let us know if it's possible that I haven't eaten a whole lot today. So after the show today, that could be a fun little reward for the day for dealing with you. Just saying.
Wait,
you can go if you want. You can come. For French fries. You're not listening to a single word I'm saying, are you? I'm used to that blank look.
Pardon me, I was reading that 1MCKC thing.
All right, keep those coming into 22980. Coming up.
There's a lot of stuff going on around here.
Coming up, the number of people that are doing a side hustle. Side hustle is where you do some kind of work on the side. 44 million people now do a side hustle. And we'll get into that next. It's 12:15 on KMBZ. Did remember. I thought Travis maybe was not paying attention earlier, but he did not forget, and now I have to watch Dan Weinbaum dance in front of me in the studio. Travis, I thought you were
dancing
on my side.
This is one of the best songs.
I don't really dance in my seat. I mean, if I'm going to dance, I'll get up and move around.
We'll get up and move around.
One of us has
got
to stay in front of a microphone. And, you know.
I'll sit here and dance in my chair.
That sounds good.
Do the hustle. Real quick, I just learned something new. A friend of mine, Mike, on Facebook sent me a message. 1 million cups, because it's the top trending thing in Kansas City right now.
Yes.
1 million cups is a weekly meeting at the Kauffman Foundation where three different entrepreneurs get up and present their new business ideas and try to get investors to bite. It started in Kansas City, but now exists in many other cities.
It's one of those things that I...
Fantastic. Thanks, Mike.
I'm sort of ashamed I didn't know exactly what it was because I'm aware of it. It shows up, you know, it trends all the time.
It trends all the time.
And so we, I'm
Which
glad
is good
that
for
we,
them. Yeah.
Right.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
All right, 22980. We'll move on to this side hustle story in just a second. But 22980... Who's got the best fries in town?
Yeah.
Because it's National French Fry Day. And I'm in one of those like, who cares about being healthy for the day? Because I ate healthy this morning and I've been pretty good all week. And so you can cheat every so often. This could be a cheat day. Who's got the best fries in town? And what I love about this is that nobody agrees. We've had just a couple of answers come in from multiple people, but not many of them. So Travis, feel free to let me know. A lot of these I've never had. Okay, Westside Local, I just went to for the first time. But some of these are places I wouldn't think about getting French fries in. So I would think about that next time. I have two. Arthur Bryan's, to me, they're magical. And don't judge me for it, but Arby's. Give me curly fries from Arby's
You like the curly
any
fries.
Day. Yes.
You know, I think the best fries are the ones that are right in front of me right now with
a cop out answer.
Ketchup and because there's so many good places out there with some really good
so
fries.
Somebody needs to explain to me what's so great about Five Guys, what their french fries. You were starting to tell me during the
break.
Well,
it's the way that they cook them, the oil that they use. They're more raw because they're the way they slice them. They're thick. They're large.
Okay.
They've got the skins on the end. And then when you order, you get your order put in your bag. And then they go back with the scooper and they even put more
quantity.
In.
It's volume
and
that we're talking about.
Quantity helps
okay.
when it comes to fries.
Couple of people have said Runza.
Yeah.
Because they're crinkle cut. Don't we have one
There's
pretty
one
close
right
here?
Around the corner.
Yeah. I still have never been as
it's
long as I've lived here.
It's an interesting thing. It's a Runza.
Okay.
Well,
because it's the Runza is a sandwich, right?
It's
a thing of its
bun,
own.
It's a long bun, like a sandwich bun, but it's hollowed out a little bit, cut open. And then you put in hamburger or whatever the other stuff is, and you just eat it that way rather than on a regular bun.
Okay. What am I trying to think of that there's a word for the loose meat sandwich? Oh, dang it. Where they cook the ground beef in chicken broth.
Okay.
And then they put it on, it's an Illinois thing, but I feel like they did it on Roseanne, the TV show Roseanne.
Okay.
That's what they made in her diner.
You mean like a manwich?
No, but without the sauce.
Okay.
Like it's just loose meat.
All right.
And then you can put stuff on it, but it's loose ground beef. Oh, what is that?
Oh, there's a place. Oh,
229, somebody tell me.
And there's a place here in town that does that.
Yes.
Over there on 40 Highway near the sports stadiums on the north side.
Somebody help. What is this? What is what I'm trying to think of?
It's like a chili place, but it's basically just loose
Made
meat.
Made right. Thank you.
Oh,
I should have given
right
a prize to the first person
right
that thought of it. Thank you. That would have been all we would have talked about until we figured it out.
But the restaurant up here, we ordered chili, and that was the first time I was there, and I got this loose meat, and I'm like, well, where's the chili?
Right.
You got to
right
kind of make it yourself.
Okay, good. Now I got that out of my system. Okay, what else? Wyandotte Barbecue. A lot of barbecue places are coming in.
Dixon's Chili. There we go.
Okay.
That's the name of the place.
Thank
you. Text line.
Five Guys is a really popular answer. Gates. Somebody said Five Guys is similar to Arthur Bryant's. Okay.
It's been
a long time since I've been to a Five Guys.
Yeah. Red Robin, somebody texts in.
Okay, so that's quite honestly a place I forget about.
Yeah?
I live relatively close
to
one.
They have some decent burgers.
So what's great about Red Robin's fries?
Well, the way that they're like steak fries. They're fat and thick, and if they cook them just right, they got that little bit of crisp. They're not too soft.
Mm-hmm.
They've got the crisp on the outside.
That's
and a little
critical.
Soft in the middle.
Yeah.
And they're bottomless. They just keep bringing them to you.
You guys care about quantity. I get that's what's going
that
on
is
here.
A
it's
very
not the quality.
Important thing.
It's that.
Well, if you're going to have fries, you don't just have three.
No. If you're going to do it. If I'm going to order fries, I'm going to eat fries.
Gates.
You know?
Extra crispy at Gates. That'd be good.
Zaxby's. Several people have said Zaxby's.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
And Freddy's is coming in quite a bit.
Yeah,
all
they
of
have
sudden.
The shoestring fries.
I like those. I'm a fan of that.
And they got the nice little seasoning salt.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so somebody said there's a Made Right in Lexington. So is Made Right a restaurant of its own? I knew it just to be a sandwich.
In
is
Lexington,
it,
Missouri?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which isn't that far. That'd be worth a drive to go check
out.
Yeah,
that would be.
Summit Grill, somebody said. Rosedale Barbecue's coming in quite a bit. I appreciate a good crinkle cut.
Yeah.
That's what several of these are
so called. A lot of people are suggesting fries from barbecue places.
Yes.
Right.
But my thing about fries and barbecue is that the barbecue has to be good also. I can't just get fries there
and
expect it to be good.
Of course.
And I know this is a town, or I don't know if it's a town favorite, but this is the first thing I heard because it's where presidents go. Arthur Bryant.
Right.
Yes, that was what I said was my favorite also.
I was not a fan of it when I went there.
The barbecue or the fries?
Any of it.
Oh, see, I'm a big fan of the fries. I don't care about the barbecue,
I didn't like the sauce. So the barbecue threw me away from my taste buds of the fries. So
okay.
All right.
It just totally threw me off.
All right.
So I
That's
couldn't,
fair.
Yeah.
Somebody says on the text line, McDonald's, when they're fresh out of the fryer, are the best things ever.
I agree, but I'm with you on the need to be cooked well thing. You know?
Yard House at the Legends.
I'm a really big fan of Yard House. There's also one in Power and Light.
Oh, here's one. Jack in the Box.
Oh, man. Can you tell I haven't eaten fast food in a while? Because all this sounds amazing. And I don't remember the French fries. But again, you can't go wrong with Arby's.
That was a Made Right in St. Joe.
Oh.
Made Right's a restaurant chain primarily in Iowa. Thank you, Texter. All right.
Heroes in Warrensburg. You go there just for the French fries.
Okay.
All right. if you weren't starving before, we're sorry.
I'm really hungry now. But now, what condiment?
Oh, did you and I have this debate?
Do you use when you're eating fries, if any?
I think Detroit. I can't remember if Wicket and I got it. So ketchup.
Right. Okay.
I'm not opposed to vinegar.
Yeah.
You know, like a chip, treat it more like when you're in England and dude, I'm not opposed to dipping in vinegar. Yeah. I'm totally okay with that.
Too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, those of you who are going to tell me mayo or some kind of aioli, French fries are supposed to go with ketchup or vinegar, I guess, but ketchup.
Yeah.
Why?
No, I'm just asking. Uh-oh. Yeah. Because I like mayo with my French fries. But also, if I'm at a barbecue place, I'll just use the barbecue sauce.
I don't mind that either.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a bad way to go either. Now you got me thinking about what's...
I'll grab the server and go, wait, I need more sauce. You only put one spoonful on here. I need more.
All right. Feel free to keep those coming in. We'll move this to what do you dip your French fries in? And then we'll get to the side hustle thing coming up in a second.
Travis, did you just text in ranch?
No. Didn't we talk... Didn't you and I get into this with Wicket? Like last week.
I love ranch. I'll eat it on everything.
And somebody's going to say buffalo sauce because there are some people that just like buffalo on everything.
Now, I love buffalo sauce too. Now, if you go to Arby's, of course, they've got their sauces, the horsey sauce, the Arby's sauce. Mm-hmm. I like to mix both of those together. I love their horsey sauce.
Okay.
The horseradish sauce. Oh,
all right.
So
what are you
good.
Dipping your fries in? 22980 because it's National French Friday.
Yeah. And
happy National French Friday on a Thursday.
You know what? I bet there are people out there going, it should be Freedom Fries.
No one has said that yet, actually.
It should be National Freedom Friday.
Midday with Jamie and Wicket. That's the voice of
Those
Dan Weinbaum that you hear. He'll be back on Monday. Don't worry, he's not gone forever. although you're getting some love from people. So,
and I thank you for that love. Thank you. You're all very kind.
Most of them are kind. A couple, not so much. But I took those off there so you didn't have to look at those.
Can't please everybody.
We're just having fun. It's the noon hour. And for those who feel like it's been a hot week and you're annoyed by it all, we're talking French fries. What's the best thing to dip your French fries in? And we're getting so many responses. We can't keep up with the text line.
Has lit up.
So we just tweeted out a poll. I tweeted it for mine, Jamie KMBZ and KMBZ.com.
We have it up at KMBZ Radio.
What do you dip your French fries in? Go to Twitter and vote. Ketchup, mayo, honey mustard, or barbecue sauce. They only give you four options. Those are the biggest ones that were coming in. Ketchup,
or
mayo.
If you have something else, just tweet at us.
Yes.
At KMBZ.
Like, we know that ranch.
Or at 98.1 KMBZ.
Yes, we know ranch is an option. There are several of you that are saying the malt vinegar. Yeah, I'm a fan of that too, of dipping them or just drizzling a little bit of malt vinegar over the fries. I'm a fan of that. And I get you on the mayonnaise thing, but not straight mayonnaise, like an aioli of some kind. But mayonnaise is a European thing, and I don't mind that.
Yeah.
I don't love mayonnaise by
itself.
It's
different. You know, not every single time, but always has to be ketchup. Always.
Let's see. Barbecue sauce. Several people are saying A1 sauce or some kind of barbecue sauce. Not that A1 is barbecue sauce, but...
No.
Somebody said ketchup, you monsters.
Oh.
Yes, I'm on the ketchup side also.
Here's something. How about Heinz 57? When was the last time you had that?
That is something I have never purchased.
Yeah.
And so it's like a really thick steak sauce, right? Like it's A1
just
kind
different.
Of?
And I'm not exactly sure what goes into it to make it itself, make it what it is.
Okay.
Maybe it's got a little mustard in there or something, but it's different and it's pretty good too.
Okay. Several of you were saying Freddy's fry sauce.
Oh, Freddy's fry sauce.
I need a description.
Really
what? Because a lot of you were saying that.
It's kind of like a spicy, and I'm going to get this wrong. It's got a little tart Thousand Island consistency.
Okay.
And almost flavor.
So that's sweet.
It's like ketchup with mayo and some other things mixed in.
Okay.
It's pretty tasty.
Let's see. I'm just looking to see if we're getting any different ones.
It's pretty tasty.
Yeah. A lot of you are fans of the Wendy's Frosty. To dip your fries in the Wendy's Frosty.
That is a fun way of doing it. That's for sure.
Again, I haven't done that in forever, but that's far and away, that's the most popular on the text line right now.
Texter 9772 has a killer meatloaf recipe that uses Heinz 57.
Okay. All right. Keep these coming in. And again, vote.
Making me hungry.
KMBZ Radio. Yeah, we do this a lot in the noon hour.
Ew. Truffle oil.
How fancy.
What is that?
I don't generally love the taste of mushrooms. Don't put it on my fries. Ew. But, ew, you're wrong.
But then again, I don't know. It's a French fry. Let's give it a shot. You know why? Because there's plenty more on the plate.
What is the Canadian thing? What's the dish with French fries? Why can my brain not function today when I need to come up with something? What is the Canadian poutine?
Poutine?
Where you take the you know that where you take the French fries.
Look at the butterfly outside the it was a huge one. It was like the size of a dinner plate.
Travis, is Wicket back?
Or
and nobody
saucer,
told me because this is what Wicket. This is
plate,
a Dana move.
Sometimes that's something Dana would do. Sometimes you have to stop and look at the amazing things that are happening. That thing was this big.
Yes.
As big as my hand across.
Mid-conversation, feel free to notice those things and verbalize
them. I once stopped an interview I was having with somebody to watch a sunset in New Mexico.
I agree with this texter. Beer Kitchen and the truffle fries will change your life. Beer Kitchen is actually really good.
Beer Kitchen's amazing for food.
Their burgers and their brunch is actually really good.
So wait, what were you asking?
I don't know now because now you got me thinking about butterflies.
You're talking about poutine.
Okay.
Yeah, poutine.
So poutine where you do the French fries and the cheese curds and then gravy, and then it's even better if you put some kind of barbecue on it. Like put some kind of meat on top of that.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. I'm looking at pictures. It's a Quebecois dish.
It's amazing.
Nice.
It's everything that's bad for you
French fries,
cheese
curds.
Yes.
Now, when they say cheese curds, don't they mean cheese crumbles?
No, they mean the actual. They're kind of fried-ish, but they're.
Yeah. It's just cheese crumbles that are fried up,
but they're
right?
They're coin-sized.
Topped with a light brown gravy.
Usually it's not light. Nothing is light about that gravy. And then if you put
light
meat
brown
on
is
it.
The color. Oh. It's a light brown, not a dark brown.
And then cover it in whatever else you want.
That looks awesome.
To make it complete, right?
I think some place here needs to start making that.
I bet
that
there
could
are
take off.
Places here that do it. If anybody knows where to get a poutine, I bet there are places here that do it.
It's just fun to say.
It kind of is. And it's just nothing about that is good for you. And that's what makes it amazing. So, all right. Sorry if you have not had lunch yet. We're sorry. But now we just want French fries. Oh. So anyway. All right. Moving on here. Feel free to keep these in. And don't forget to take our Twitter poll. Again, I tweeted it. Jamie, KMBZ, and KMBZ Radio did as well. What do you dip your French fries in? Your options are, you only get four. Ketchup, mayo, what else do we say? Barbecue and honey mustard. Those are your options. We'll update the poll here in just a bit. Okay, moving on here to a story out of CNN Money that several other media outlets picked up. The number of Americans that have a side gig, a side hustle now is the really popular term for this, where you do some kind of other job in addition to your day job. That's usually how it works.
Now, we're not talking about like a second job.
No, we're talking about
where you go to work here for 8 hours, you're 2 hours off, and then you go to a completely separate job.
This is a job that you would make like $500 a month doing. Just
so you're
something
working out of your basement or, you know, on your computer at home,
right,
doing something different.
Well, and it's and I guess I used to think side hustle, like you sold stuff on eBay or you, you worked for Avon or something,
Maybe you're a freelance graphic designer.
Correct.
Or something like
that. Something that doesn't make up a significant part of your income, but it's extra money.
Enough.
Just play money. 44 million Americans now have a side hustle. It's huge. And they say the people most likely to have a side hustle are those ages 18 to 26, millennials. Hmm. However, it's becoming more popular with people who are older. And in fact, it makes sense. But the older you are, the more money you would make with a side hustle. Your time is worth more. Your talents are worth more.
It depends on what you're doing, what you're making or selling or what type of job you're doing.
So Give us a call, 22980 or call 576-7798, because we'll run through some numbers, and I've got a list. If you're looking for ideas, I got lists that are coming out from all over the place about options for side hustles. So here are two things I want to know. What are you doing as a side hustle, and what percentage of your income is it? Because I do one. I'm the person that gets up 2 hours early every day for a side job. And the problem is that I have a very expensive travel habit.
Right.
And radio doesn't get you rich.
Sure.
And so I do that. I guess I don't need the money to live, but I do it for a little bit of cushion.
Mm-hmm.
And once you're used to having the money, then you don't, then it's hard
to
get
rid
of. Like, I'm very tired of getting up in the morning, but I like the extra money. Yeah.
At your main gig. Yeah.
Yes.
From the text line. So a couple of people already said, sell drugs, duh.
Yes. Yeah. That's not what they mean.
Marijuana dealers, that's a side hustle.
Somebody said officiate weddings.
Oh,
that would be a good, that's a very altruistic thing to be doing on the side. A couple of people are saying that. Officiating weddings. That's a really common. What do you get paid to officiate a wedding? 22980. What's that go for? Hmm. And are you, now I have questions about that. Call.
Couple hundred bucks, call, maybe?
576-7798.
Depending on the size. Because, location.
And so I have several of my friends, Wicked included, that have had a friend officiate their wedding. So you're right. Not paying for that person to do it. So if
or
you
maybe you are.
Or maybe you are. Maybe you are. I don't know if they paid their friend or not. But if you're not.
Maybe gave them a six pack.
Yeah. If you're
fancy
not a
beer.
Pastor or something, if you're not a member of a religious community where you would do it for a member of your church, who are you officiating weddings for that you're getting paid? I want to know more about this. I want to know what you're making.
Well, I think there's a lot of people out there that do not belong to any religious, official religious community and don't want to just go down to the courthouse.
But I would
ask justice of the peace.
A friend of mine then to do it, but I don't, I guess I would ask them to be a part of my wedding and do it and have it be an honor and not pay. I guess I have to pay them. Fill me in. Cause that was a job that surprised me. Somebody said I'm a wedding DJ on the weekends. Yeah, I can see that.
Love stinks.
I have a couple of friends that are freelance photographers that do photography on the side. Mm-hmm. That's a really great side hustle because it's something, and generally it's something that you wouldn't do as your full-time job because it just, you would have to like full out commit to it. So you've got the job with the health insurance already. You're going to keep that.
Right.
The side hustle is what your dream is to have it be your full-time job. But it probably won't be for a while.
Here's one. I go to and buy storage units at auction.
Okay.
That's kind of cool.
That's creative. I like that.
Yeah, that's different. There's a lot of money in mowing,
okay.
One texter says.
Keep these coming in, 22980, or give us a call. What's your side hustle, and what percentage of your income is it? How successful are you? Chris, we'll get to you on the phone coming up next. It's 1243 on KMBZ. 1247 midday with Jamie and Wicket and Dan Weinbaum on a Thursday.
Hey, yeah, and guess what? Found out there's poutine here in Kansas City.
Where?
Texters have told us at the Blue Line in the River Market.
Oh.
Summit Grill in Waldo.
Okay.
The AMC 28 in Olathe.
Okay.
The Blue Line's a great idea. There. 99 Hop House at Argosy has poutine. Burger Stand in Lawrence has poutine.
Okay, great.
Well, how about that?
Thanks to everybody who filled us in.
Oh, good to know.
All right, so we were asking you, give us a call, 576-7798 or 22980. You all are proving this story to be true about how many Americans have a side hustle. A new story out from CNN Money that said more than 44 million Americans have a side hustle. And it's generally just something you're doing for extra money. Something that you might not necessarily do. You have a full-time job. That pays your benefits. This is just for play money. I'm glad people said Airbnb. Because that's an easy way to rent out a room in your house as a side hustle.
Right.
Uber has been a really popular idea.
Those are the big ones that we know about because of the whole digital thing with the apps and all that kind of stuff.
But one of the first things that somebody texted in was they officiate weddings as a side hustle. And I am now newly fascinated by this. And so I asked, we have several people that called. So let's just go straight to them. Let's go first to Chris in Kansas City. And Molly and John, we'll get to you.
Hey, Chris.
Hi, Chris.
Hello, how you doing?
Great. Okay, so you have a regular full-time job.
Yeah.
Okay. And so
I
you
do a bunch of other stuff on the side.
Okay, do you? Okay, so you officiate weddings. How did it come to be that that's one of the things that you do on the side?
Well, I'm also a wedding DJ. I'm an MC. I do a lot of that stuff. I've worked in radio in the past. I do a lot of stuff. I'm a good public person. So I was just in line with stuff. I wanted to do a lot of things with weddings. I've even thought about maybe going to the coordinating side. So I help people find, you know, anything they basically need. And so that was just a next step type thing. And it's a lot easier than running out and taking all my equipment and stuff. I got other DJs that go out and do that. So it's kind of like saying, I can step back from doing the DJ thing.
Okay.
Kind of make some money booking it.
So how did you get ordained?
Time, I can walk into a church. I can walk into a hall. And really, I don't technically have to have anything. I might have a piece of paper with some notes on it.
Right.
I might have a Bible. It just depends on what the people want.
Right. How did you get ordained?
I actually went online. There's plenty of places online where you can either go. You can apply. I think there's places you can apply for through the state and things like that. Really, all you are is a non-denominational minister. You don't have to go through seminary school. If I wanted to, I could apply for basically to be in charge of my own church.
Chris, right. What does it pay?
But I didn't go through seminary school, so right. I don't treat it like that.
Right. How much does it pay?
What we are. It depends. I've done it for friends for $50 or so, depending on the situation, how far I have to drive. I have to figure all that stuff in because
right.
it's expensive.
Okay.
But I think I did one for $250 about a year or so ago. I mean, I don't ask a lot, so I'm not sure what the running price for everybody is. But
right. We're going to find out here in a second.
So,
thanks a lot for the call,
online.
Chris.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. He went online and became ordained to officiate at weddings.
All right, let's find more about what the range is on this officiated weddings. Go to Molly in Tonganoxie. Hi, Molly.
Hey, Molly.
Hi.
Okay, how did you come to officiate weddings, and give me a pay range?
Okay, so I started officiating weddings because a friend wanted to get married but didn't have a lot of money.
Okay.
So I told him I would go online and get ordained, and whatever it costs, that's all I would charge for them to do the wedding. Well, it didn't cost anything, and they didn't end up getting married, but I had another friend that did.
Okay.
And it's just gone from there, word of mouth, basically. I charge, at this point now, I've done it for 15 years.
Wow.
I've probably done 150 weddings.
Wow.
I charge a flat rate of $150.
Doesn't okay. matter how long the ceremony is?
Nope.
Okay.
All right.
The only thing that'll add to that is if it's travel. I actually live in Lawrence, so if it's more than 30 miles outside of Lawrence, there will be a travel fee included.
Right. So $150 bucks to officiate at a wedding
yeah.
plus expenses. So,
yeah.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Okay. Thanks a lot for the call, Molly. Now I have yeah. another, I have more questions for John. John's in Kansas City. Hi, John.
Hey, how are you today?
Good,
hey,
how are you?
John.
I am excellent.
All right. Give me a range for officiating weddings.
Well, it could be anywhere from $100 where I would meet you at the county court steps or whatever, or do a real impromptu thing. But if you go with an elaborate type wedding where it's we write the scripts and we do not counseling, but we meet with them, get the idea of what they want in their wedding, and then we put it all together, then we have a rehearsal, then we have the wedding. We're looking wow. at anywhere from $350 to $400.
All right.
So, John, some people that we've heard from so far, I should have asked this, I get the feeling are kind of freelance, but you sound like you're associated with something larger.
What happened was a friend of mine at church, him and I got together, and he retired. He said, I'm going to do this. And I said, well, I'm not retired yet, but I'll start. And that's how we got started. He's now moved to San Antonio, Texas, and is running an operation in Texas. I'm doing the Kansas City area. And then we've got another man that worked with us that's doing weddings in Denver.
Huh. And, okay.
And right. I just now retired about a month ago.
Yeah.
So up until then, I would do maybe one wedding or maybe at the most two weddings a month. Now I'm booking two to three weddings a month. And and you were talking about why do people do this? The millennials of this day, they aren't so set on getting married in the church. Nobody really has a church home anymore.
Right.
You've got denominations. I've done a wedding for a Jewish and a Catholic couple. So you kind of mix traditions, and you can't get those type of weddings can't be performed in a Catholic church or in a synagogue or whatever. So we kind of bridge the gap there. And we also will do gay weddings. We're not opposed to that at all.
Okay.
But here's what I would do, though. I think where I'm getting a little bit stumped, maybe I'm making too big of an issue out of this, but if I don't have a church home, you know, or it's not going to be a member of the religious community, then I'm probably going to ask someone I know to do it. It's hard for me to imagine getting a total stranger to come officiate my wedding.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that there's, you know, everyone is different. They want somebody
right, that's
who's
I mean. I'm,
official and has
right.
done this before and knows what they're doing.
And maybe it's good not to have a friend because you can hire somebody you don't know, and then it's more like they're...
If your friend is ordained, well, then they can do it. If they're not ordained, then it's not going to matter.
The thing I've noticed the most with people is they want their friends to be spectators at their wedding.
Okay, that makes sense.
And we don't get recommendations from churches. The venues, they've got venues out there, like there's Fresh Air Farms and
okay.
all these
right.
different places, venues where we've already talked to. The Elms is a very popular one. I've done
okay.
Yeah, up in Excelsior Springs.
Yeah, so
right.
that's where that all comes from. And by the way, Bait City Barbecue has the best french fries in the
world. Got it. We'll put that on the list. Thanks a lot for the call, John. It's been a really good insight.
Well, you learn something new every day then, don't you, Jamie?
All it takes is one text for me to suddenly have a lot of curiosity about something I never thought about before.
Yeah, a lot of people doing that. And, of course, we're talking about the side gigs. Not a second job exactly, but that thing that you do in your basement or on your computer or in your workshop that makes you that extra little bit of money every month, and you do it often. All kinds of stuff coming in on the text line. Somebody here says, I sell scrap metal figurines that I weld. Birds, okay. Motorcycles, elephants. A lot of people producing music for local artists.
Or giving lessons.
Or
giving
are music a musician.
Lessons. Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple other people have said, I go to yard sales and pick stuff up and sell that stuff on eBay or Craigslist or Facebook Marketplace or whatever. That's what I think of when I think side hustle. You know, just something that, and I guess I have computers in my head, but like Uber or Airbnb, those are things that I think of with side hustle.
Yeah.
That you can just use what you already have and then use it in a different way. You know, you're driving anyway. Your car's sitting there anyway. So why not do it for something else?
Yeah, photography. One person says 8 to 10% of my income. One person says it's amazing how much money is in pallet scrapping and repurposing.
Okay.
Pallets.
I would not have thought about that.
Audio engineer. I sell underwear.
You have a side hustle, right?
Yeah.
Or do you consider it a side hustle?
You know, I wouldn't really consider it a side hustle.
It's kind of a side job.
It's just
a hobby.
A small little thing that I get paid for. I'm on a water patrol at a nearby lake, you know, and
but,
they pay.
But you are paid for, that's not volunteer.
Yeah, you're paid for it. No, it's not a volunteer thing.
And was that just you had interest in it or was it I want the money?
Well, both.
Both, okay.
You know, get to tootle around on a boat.
Tootle?
You know? Yeah, well, it's a low horsepower lake.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So you kind of tootle around.
Yes. This is what I would do is tutor. Somebody said they tutor. That's what tutoring. I could see doing on the side.
Yeah.
Which is something that I would do later in the day as opposed
somebody
to
says,
what I
technically,
do now.
Jamie, selling drugs is where the term side hustle was coined.
I like that you're trying to justify it. Yeah, I appreciate that. A couple of people have said make YouTube videos. I want to know what you're making videos of. Because that's really fascinating. There's a lot of money to be made.
Of everything.
Yeah, there's a lot of money to be made in social media. That if you just know how to use social media to your advantage. I mean, is anybody blogging and making money off that on the side? Any mommy blogs out there that you're getting money on?
Here's one. I detail cars. I can make about $500 to $1,000 extra a month, depending on how many I schedule.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
That's, or anybody working as an assistant for somebody or pet sitting or dog walking or doing, or house. You can make a career out of house sitting. If you're willing to just go to people's houses and fly over the world, you can just house sit for a living.
Also, a lot of people are handymen.
Yes.
You know, they may have the skills and maybe they don't do it exactly as their day job, but they can be a handyman, the construction or the not construction, but, you know, the carpentry and plumbing and house things that need to be done. Handyman.
This one I love. Somebody said on the text line, I used to play online poker at low to medium stakes in addition to a normal full-time job, averaged about $3,000 in profit a month. Wow. That's a side hustle. That is it in definition.
Yeah, there you go.
$3,000 a month. That's not bad.
My husband restores cars.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Somebody said I make things that I sell at art shows. I'm a blacksmith and make things that I sell at art shows. That's another really good idea. Well, clearly you are showing how absolutely popular it is becoming.
Here's one. My day job is a newspaper editor. I preach for a side gig, one-third of my annual income. Also play original music in small venues.
And plasma donations.
A newspaper editor, huh? I wonder who that might be.
People are saying plasma donations. That's come in several times as well. All right, keep these coming in at 22980.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.